Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Michele Palama of Vinicola Palama in the Salento region of Puglia, whose Salento EGP Rosato Mettiuisco 2019 vintage scored 95 points at Five Star Wines The Book 2020, which of course also includes Wine Without Walls. The Salento EGP Rosato Mettiuisco 2009 was crowned Miglior Vino Rosato, or Best Rosé Wine. Here's what the judges had to say. Dark copper pink, this wine holds lovely varietal characters of ripe red fruit, spice, and a hint of bitter orange peel. Long, fresh, slightly mineral acidity that isn't out of place thanks to the balance of fruit and a dry whisper of tannin on the finish. A medium weight red with wide appeal. Many congratulations.
Grazie molte.
Michele, where is your winery?
My winery is situated in the southeast part of the Italy. We are in the southeast part of Apulian region, located in Cutrofiano, a small center that is called Cutrofiano, not far by Lecce, and far 30 kilometers from the Adriatic Sea and 30 kilometers from the Ionian Sea, so in the middle of the southeast part of Puglia.
So you get some. I imagine you get some good airflow where you are in terms of coolness. You got those oceans, those sea bodies of sea, the side of your locality. Does that help at all?
Our vineyards are situated in a really high area. In our zone, an higher area is something like 100 meters on sea level, so not really high for in general, but have 100, 150, 200 meters with the sea that is 20 kilometers far by you, and sometimes five kilometers far by the vineyards, create some really particular wind conditions, because we have the possibility to receive some part of salt directly from the seaside into our vineyards, and we have the possibility to control a lot the humidity into the lines of our vineyards, where we have some really big change of temperature during the day and during the night, so where we can arrive into the summertime to 15 degrees into the night and 14 or something less during the day. These really particular conditions create a lot of freshness and a lot of sapidity in the wines that we made from these really particular vineyards.
Did you create the winery, or was it a family winery? What's the history behind what you're doing now?
I am the third generation of a family business that was founded in 1936 by my grandfather Arcangelo, and that in 1986 was into the end of my father Nini, that still worked with me, that continued to work with me. We work together now, and we are a really small farm that work on 32 hectares in total, where we have 12 of property and the rest, the other 20 in rent. We make something like 200,000 bottles every year, only from native varieties of our territory, of the Salento Peninsula, in a really directly way, because we are, my father and I, who work into the vineyards, we are who work into the cellar, and we are who sell directly our wine. So we have the possibility to be the winemaker, we have the possibility to be the people who works into the vineyards. We follow all the the production moments of our wines. So it's something really, really personal.
What are your key grape varieties?
Our top varieties are the red grapes, typical from this territory. The first two are Negro Amaro, absolutely the best, and then the Primitivo. The best part of our production is from Negro Amaro, and really particular local variety that gave us the possibility to make three different kinds of wines, because we made Blanc de Noir Metodo Classico from Negro Amaro 100% worked in white. We make a lot of rosé, our most important wine, and then we made also some really important and aged red wine. So the best part of our production is for the Negro Amaro.
Okay, so the wine that was very successful at the 5-star wine competition this year was your IGT Salento Rosato Mettiusco. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's 100% Negro Amaro as well. How do you make that? You've got a particular, very particular way of making it.
Yes, absolutely. Mettiusco Rosé is also our top seller wine. So the best part of our production is for the making of Mettiusco Rosé. My father started in 1996 to produce this really typical rosé from our area. Rosé is not completely correct, because here in Salento we call this kind of wine rosato. Also the intensity of color is completely different by the rosé from some other parts of Italy or some other parts of the world. We make a rosato really full of color and really strong, with a really Asian technique that in our family is called the salasso. Means that after the first work on the vineyard of the grapes, after the extraction of the skins, after the produce of must and skins together, we have a long period of 12-24 hours of contact by skins and must at 0 degrees or something like that. And after this process of cryo-maceration, we extract from the base of the tank, from the lower valve that we have on the tank, only the 30% of the liquid part. This part starts the fermentation alone, and we close the fermentation of Mettiusco Rosé with 10, 12 really small parts that everyone made with a really particular temperature of fermentation and with a really particular condition of fermentation. You need to mind that for making 200 hectoliters of Mettiusco Rosé, we need to work grapes from 10 hectares. So a really lot of grapes for a small part of rosé. The rest, of course, became a red wine, but the production of rosé is the first thing when we make the program of the new harvest.
Okay, so just run through that again. So you put the Negro Amaro grapes, you press them, or you put them in the tank. How does it work?
No. We never press the grapes that we use for Mettiusco Rosé. You need to mind that at the beginning of the work, we have a process that is really similar to making of red wine. So we only remove the skull from the grapes, and then we put the rest, so skins and must, into a stainless steel tank. Before the starting of alcoholic fermentation, after these hours of contact by skins and must, we only extract from the base of the tank a part of must before the fermentation. This part became the Mettiusco Rosé, the Mettiusco Rosato. The rest became red wine from Negro Amaro.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you're fermenting juice that has freely come from the grapes with a little bit of skin contact, but with no fermentation, so no real extraction.
Yeah, it's correct.
And then you separate that from the skins, and you ferment that juice apart, and that is what becomes your rosato.
Yeah, it's correct.
Perfect. Okay. Because what we loved about the wine that we tasted at the 5-star wine competition, where you did so well, was it had a lovely, a beautiful color, And it was just really, really clear, had beautiful, the fruit had wonderful clarity to it, and also a lot of intensity. So whatever you're doing, you're doing a great job.
I can't show you some pictures of the mousse before the fermentation, but it's something really particular to see, because mousse before the fermentation are clear and have the same color of wine into the bottle. So we remove all the parts that are not clear before the starting of fermentation. This really particular process give us the possibility to have the most clear aromas possible. So we remove all the parts that can create some bad aromas, some problems during the fermentation. Another really particular thing is that the alcoholic fermentation is really fast, but with a really low temperature. We have 1 week or 10 days of fermentation at 14, 16 degrees. So something really fast and with a really low temperature. We use some different techniques for the starting of alcoholic fermentation, some selected yeasts, the pied de cuve, the spontaneous fermentation. We use a lot of different techniques for a lot of different parts, because you need to mind that we harvest the grapes, we cut the grapes that we use for Metusco Rosé in 10, 15 different days. So not only one day, only one vineyard for making the Metusco Rosato, but a part of all our Negroamaro vineyards.
Interesting. Do you, in terms of the Negroamaro, do you obviously know where your rosé grapes will come from, or the rosé will come from which particular Negroamaro? Do you prune those and manage those throughout the year slightly differently to if you were making a red wine, or are they just vineyards that would also make a red wine, but you select certain parts of those vineyards for this particular rosé?
We use some techniques into the vineyards that gave us the possibility to make the best rosé, and then all the rest. I want to mean that the vineyards that are used for making the Metusco Rosé are our best vineyards, a lot cultivated with the typical Salento's way, the Alberello Salentino, but the rest of part is used for making our entry-level wine. So we concentrate a lot of extract into the juice that we use for the Metusco Rosé, and the rest has not the same characteristics that had at the beginning and that had on the plant. So you need to mind that we make a rosé with 12.5 degrees of alcohol, means that the red wine will close the fermentation with 12.5, 13, no more than this. In our area, the best red wines from Negroamaro arrive to 15 degrees. So the period of harvest for the grapes that we use for Metusco Rosato is the first week of September, the second week of September, the first 10 days of September. We harvest the Negroamaro that we use for the best red wines at the end of September. So you need to imagine that these are two different grapes for two different works.
Yeah, there's a clear differentiation between the rosé and the red in terms of vintage.
Yeah.
Now, you also do, I think, a very interesting thing. You have a wine called another Rosato, IGT Salento Rosato, which is called Albarossa. What is Albarossa? How is that made?
Albarossa is our entry-level rosé, also made by Negroamaro 100%. We use the press for making the Albarossa. We use some Negroamaro, we harvest some Negroamaro, and we put it immediately into the press. In this way, we can have a really lower color than Metusco, and we have a lot of freshness. Then we add the part of Negroamaro from Salasso that we don't use for the Metusco Rosato. So you need to mind that after the end of all the fermentations, we have 300 hectoliters, 350 hectoliters of Metusco Rosato, of small parts of Metusco Rosato. The really fantastic work that I need to do at the end of October, after the end of all the fermentation, is to blend all the spars to make the best rosé that I can do into the cellar. Of course, there are some small parts that will not become the Metusco Rosato, but are really full of structure, really full of color, more than a press process for making the rosé. So we add the spars to the Albarossa to make the wine better than a normal rosé made by press.
So basically the Albarossa, it's got some of its own grapes, but it's also got the some of the pressed grapes from the Metusco.
Yeah.
So it's a very good bit of recycling. I commend you for that.
Yeah,
but it makes sense. It's like you're a chef, right? And you cook a dish, and there's some of the ingredients that you don't necessarily need for that particular dish, but you've opened them anyway, and you add them to another dish. You don't throw them in the bin. You use them, so there's no waste, and also you create a very distinct rosé, distinct from two distinct rosés, or rosato, that you make in the end.
Yeah. Everyone who work into the vineyard, into the countryside, can understand that after 1 year of really hard work, full of a lot of problems, of a lot of bad days, of a lot of not beautiful things, when you arrive to the end, when you have your product, your grapes into the cellar, the first thing is to respect this work and to use all the parts that you can use. I don't believe in lose something during the winemaking process, because I'm who work into the vineyard, and I know the quantity of work that I need to do into the countryside to make the grapes. So I need to respect this work and to use all the parts for a lot of things. Maybe you can sell the different parts to the same price, of course. But we also believe into the possibility to drink wines every day. So we have also a part of our wines that are really cheap and that we sell directly in our cellar shop, liter by liter. So we use everything for a lot of things.
Okay, final question. Your father is Arcangelo, is that right?
No, my grandfather was Arcangelo.
Sorry, so your grandfather, Arcangelo, what was the main thing that he taught you?
I was really young when my grandfather was died. There was the first years for me. I was 4 years old when my grandfather died. But I remember his words because my father used to say the same words. We make what he used to say was that we make one of the more honest and popular, is correct, work that you can do. We are not some important chirurgs, or we are not some really important businessmen. We are men who make a really popular work, and we need to remember to make this work for the popular people. It's something really strange, because in the last years, winemaking became something really, really popular into the rich area. So people who have a lot of money starts to make investments into the winemaking, into the big cellars, into all these really beautiful things. But at the end, we are winemakers, and we are who works into the vineyard directly. So we work the soil, we work with the plants. It's important to remember every time that our work starts into the soil, not into the rich places. So I really believe in that, and I want to remain a small producer, because I want to follow this really honest way to make wines.
Perfect. Okay, I just want to say thanks, Michele, to you, Michele Panama, for speaking just today. Congratulations for your success with your Rosato.
I want to underline, I'm sorry, the only the last one thing. I'm really, really happy about this result, and I will remember for all my life this year, this 2020, because in 2008, the best result of my further career was the winning of Grand Gold Medal in Concours International of in Italy. It was the first place for the Rosé category. And in my second harvest, because I've started to be the winemaker of Vinicola Palama with the harvest 2018, in my second harvest, I've won the same award of my father of his really long career. And the possibility to work with him and to share with him this really great result for me was one of the best things that can happen into the life.
Well, congratulations to you and to your family, fully deserved. Salento is a very underestimated region, but it's capable of producing absolutely outstanding wine, and yours was definitely one of them. So well done. Keep up the good work, and I hope we can meet face-to-face down in Puglia sometime. Michele, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.